everyone. Welcome to season two of Blue Blood on the Mainline. I'm your host, Curtis Sumter, and I'll be joined today by Shane Clark, one of my all-time favorite Villanovans. My name is Curtis Sumter. Again, as I stated in the beginning, I'm a 2002 recruit, Jay Wright's first class. I came in with Dallin Ray, Randy Foy, and Jason Frazier. As you know, if you tuned into season one, Jason Frazier was the host. He started it off, and I hope to do just as good of a job as he did in season two. So let's begin. So Shane, man, I'm glad to finally get you on the show. You know, you're my first guest.
Nice. Let's make this a good one for everyone there.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. People won't know the outtakes. We will try to keep that, you know, hidden. We won't let anybody know the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The madness of this production. But yeah. But anyway, man, I want you to tell people, you know, who don't know you, the Villanovans, the current Villanovans, the ones who are enjoying all the hard work, you know, we put in and setting laying a foundation down. I want them to tell them a little bit about yourself, where you from.
Yeah, born and raised Philadelphia, went to Cardinal Doherty. You know, I played all around the city. I know everyone, you know, every playground, everything like that. Philly is my home. You know, it's without, you know, with my foundation, my heart, everything. Came to Villanova, you know, continued like to bring that Philly pride in. With my help with my best friend, Kyle Lowry, you know, growing up, we both wanted to go somewhere special, and Villanova is that special, you know, school where you just come in, be a, you know, bring your talent, bring your work ethic, and then, you know, it takes you, you know, all over the world, all over wherever you wanted to go with that basketball, you know, Villanova helped you get there. So just me personally, man, great school, you know, born and raised in Philly, glad to be a part of something, you know, that's has a big tradition, and you know, just really excited about everything.
That's awesome, man. I remember, you know, I'm going back when you and Kyle would come, you know, to the open runs. I believe that might have been my sophomore year. So, what really attracted you to Villanova? Because I know you committed to Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. Like, how did that whole, you know, trying to go to Maryland, and then all of a sudden, like, let's go to Villanova. Did you see somebody on the squad? You was like, I could take him. That's why I'm, you know, was it? I hope it wasn't me, man.
I remember coming up, and I remember how much talent was on the team. And I was just skinny kid coming in, and you guys were like, I remember guarding Jason Frazier a lot, and he was just like beating me up. I was like, wow, I need to step my game up. Like, if I want to do that, I need, you know, I belong here. Like, and I felt like I fit in at the same time. Like, you guys brought us in, took us under your wing, you know, showed us around campus, stuff like that. So it felt at home. It you know, like, I thought everything was, you know, clicking, vibing. Then, you know, I just got either cold feet or something. I can't even, like, think of it. But, you know, backed out, looked at some other school, committed to Maryland, signed and committed to Maryland. You know, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, I'm back at Villanova. So,
We're happy to have you, man. Trust me, we're happy to have you, man.
Maryland's a terrific school. Coach Williams is awesome. You know, they just couldn't get their things together on their end. So, you know, fortunately I was able to come back with you guys and, you know, help build a better program.
Yeah.
A better program.
Coach Williams is great. He actually recruited me too. He was one of the first coaches that offered me, and I was high on Maryland too. But it's so funny because I remember when you came there and, I remember we were talking, I think we might've been recruiting you first. Yeah. We're recruiting you first, not Kyle. Was that how it was?
I think once I said like, Kyle, we should go there. I think Kyle was all on board. He's like, all right, let's do it. You know?
Yeah.
And I think, the story was is once I committed, I remember hearing Dante and Dwayne weren't coming if I would've committed there. Mm-hmm. So it was a good thing I backed out And then they committed, and then I came over anyway. So I think it all worked out. But that was the word I heard before, you know, I even came in, that those guys wouldn't even can. I'm so grateful that they got me.
Right, right.
Because I needed those guys.
It was, I remember you came in that gym, and like you said, you know, slim, lanky, but highly skilled. And at the time, I felt like the only other person, you know, I saw that looked like you or that moved like you was, you know, the person we saw, you know, on every commercial doing the headbang. Yeah, and I know that was your big cop. And I was like, man, we got one of them on our squad, because I remember he came to ISA one time. Yeah. And, you know, as a kid watching him, you know, I'm like, wow, this kid's phenomenal. So when I saw you and I saw how athletic you were, and I was like, wow, this guy's like 2 years behind me. I was thinking like, wow, like Villanova really, really, you know, has like a really, you know, the next one. Yeah. So I'm just glad that, you know, everything worked out. We got you. So I know when you finally got there, you're like, so it was Dwayne, Dante and Dwayne is your class, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dante, it was funny,
Dwayne,
because,
and Frank. Yeah.
But it was funny because, like, you know, when you came, you just like came like right off the street, right on the court. Like, that's not normal. Like, tell everybody about that experience. I know, because, you know, I was obviously, you know, going through my own drama during that time. But I just remembered you just coming in and being inserted like right away. And that's a tribute to, you know, how good you were. You know what I mean? So tell us about that. How did you feel?
I remember sitting with Coach and, you know, with all the coaches and him saying like, hey, we're low to have you back. You're not going to play as much. You know, we got other guys here that's committed. I was like, listen, I just want to come get to a school, you know, go to class and like, just like get going, like whatever it takes, I'm here for it. He was really happy to hear that, you know, and I just worked in practice. I followed you guys. I watched everything you do and, you know, on and off the court, and even having you on the bench, just like whispering in our ears, like, yo, make sure you do this next time or do that. Was really helpful. But coming in nervous, I remember my first game against Temple.
I remember
the Palestra. And they had a really good team with Marty Collins, Mark Tindall.
And your guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my guys. Yeah, so I was like nervous, and like I only played like 5 minutes, so I was so nervous. So after that, you know, as my time was increasing, which was, I knew what was going to happen over time. You know, the more I played, the more like I felt good being on the floor with those guys. And all the, you know, you still get nervous before the game or excited, whatever. But like, I started getting like to a comfortable role, just go out there, rebound, hustle, do all the little things to help this team win. And, you know, that's my freshman year, you know.
It was unbelievable season. I mean,
yeah.
Like you said, it was like a plug and play. You were getting limited minutes, but every minute you had was so valuable. Yeah. You know what I mean? We were doing things. A lot of people don't know, like we pretty much ran 3-guard offense while I was there. Then it, you know, transitioned a little bit more kind of 4-on-1 in, and then, you know, end of the games, you know, Coach would slide me down sometimes to the 5 and put Randy the 4. So we always was kind of playing that way. Anyway, but it definitely got more noticeable, you know, once I went down. But when you came in, you got valuable minutes. Dante got valuable minutes as freshman. Like everyone played. It was a total like team effort that season. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was fun to watch. You know, I was a fan, but it was tough to watch. But at the same time, it was fun. And I saw how everybody, you know, had to step up, you know, when everybody was so committed. I mean, it didn't matter what was going on, you know, everybody was doing what they had to do.
Yeah.
But transitioning to your sophomore year now, you know, Randy, Al, you know, Cal, they gone. You got, you know what I'm saying, me finally coming back. The old man on the team. That year was kind of, that year was rough. That year was definitely rough for me. As you can see, you know, the way Coach had me practicing and everything. But, you know, you and Dante and Dwayne, and, oh, we got Scotty. Like, you guys really, really, you know, continue to help, you know, Mike and I and Will and Ross, you know, try to carry that torch, because everybody was expecting that year to be like a down year. But yeah, we actually made the tournament. You know, we still slipped up on like four games.
Yeah,
we know we should have won. We should at least had 23 wins that year. But
I think so.
You know, we slipped up a few. But tell us about that season.
Yeah, that season was fun. It was definitely like, I feel like getting you back acclimated, like with the routines and stuff like that, because you've been out for 2 years. So just like having you back and do whatever, you know, need to, you know, make you feel comfortable out there too. Even with Mike and Will, like just having those guys, and you know, they talk Will nonstop, like in your ear, like you need to do this, you need to do that, like, and he showed it on the floor. So it was great to have that sophomore year. And just like now I'm inserted to the starting lineup with you guys. Now I'm like, yeah, all right, now I gotta really like pay attention. I gotta kind of like get my game out there a little bit now, just to like help open the floor. So, you know, that year I just focused on like hustling and shooting. So just to open the floor up, just in case like you needed to post or Will was getting the ball down low, stuff like that. So I remember that sophomore year just coming in, just like working again, just like on shooting, trying to get stronger, stuff like that.
The first couple games, you were like our leading 3-point field goal percentage, like in makes, attempts, percentage. You came out like probably 4 or 5 a game, just, you know, open, like you said, really stretching that floor. And it showed that you know, you worked so hard, because people were saying like, oh, could he knock down the 3-ball consistent, you know, but you definitely showed, you know, in that year. But tell me about those walks back to campus, you know, with your class and those guys. Who was like, yo, I need to go at Kirk, man. He's struggling over there. Like, I know I get a spot.
I think
we're
going at each other. Cause we
go at each other. It's fun. I loved it. You know what I mean? Like, I loved it. I love it. Challenging. I must say that year for me was probably the best year, I would say, of Villanova for me. Like, where I really found myself, who I was, right? Because I felt like, you know, I had all my guys just leave. Yes, still have Mike and Will. Those are my guys too. But then it was like a huge gap, you know, between upper class and I was like, okay, you know, there's so many of them and we a team. I can't, you know, I'm the oldest guy on the team. I can't be isolated. I have to like really, you know, ingratiate myself. Let me hang out on South Campus with you guys. Let me be more involved and really, you know, be down. Not so much think like, man, I'm the only one here left. You know, it's my fifth year. You know, I'm hurting every day. But you guys, and like I said, that's why we're, you know, still great friends now to this day. Like that year really, really helped me mentally get through the year, because you guys were so much fun.
Yeah.
It was crazy, man. I think
we kept you young too. Just like hanging out off campus, just like having fun, sitting around, just talking to each other, talking about practice. Man. I think we all fit well. Like we all had like the same, like, you know, hang out.
The difference too was that, you know, it was all New York guys before. Now I'm all like Philly type. I was there. Yeah. Like, so it was like a different, it was like a culture shock too. Like that. Now this feels like, you know, more like Philly. So it was good. And again, you know, having people from Philly and learning the area. So
But yeah, that sophomore year was interesting, fun. We grinded out a lot of those games. Even making it to the tournament when we played against Kentucky, you know, a really, really good Kentucky team. You know, that was a fun year. And like, I think it helped prepare me, Dante, and Dwayne for like what's next. Like, all right, Kyle's not here, so no senior. Yeah. So I
nobody. Yeah,
we're the captains now, so we got to be ready. You know, ready to go. And you know, I think
it showed that next year, man. Was it the next year you guys were Final Four? Was it 2 years from that? Your senior?
No, that was senior year. So junior year coming in, we're captains. Me, Dante, Dwayne, Scott. Even Frank was a captain, because you know Frank was on the bench. Like, hey, make sure you do this. Make sure you do that.
Frank was. People don't understand know, how tough it is to be a Villanova player and not play. You know what I mean? So much is expected of you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you got more respect from the players who play. You know what I mean? It's because the sacrifices that are made. So Frank, you know what I mean, is always love. Everyone loves Frank. You know what I mean? Like, everyone loves the guys who don't play because those guys make huge sacrifices. You know what I mean? To be a part of the team. And they help us, you know, in everything. So I could see definitely if Frank was the captain.
Yeah. Frank helped, you know, tremendously with like talking, practices, you know, he had to be like Hibbert, like all those big guys, like, and he said to play physical, which helps me, Dante, and Dwayne when we had to guard people like that. So you remember those practices, like the white team got everything. The blue team got no calls.
No calls, man. I didn't understand that logic when I got to college.
Yeah, Frank was able to go out and play his game and not have to think about the game, where we had to like, all right, this is situational, like, what do we do? Mm-hmm. And if this is game time, like, how do we play? Or even like Reggie or someone else that was on the white team, like, we had to just like prepare as we were playing the game. But those guys helped us too, you know, that practice squad junior year. Even have like Malcolm Grant on that practice, like that white
people
team.
Forget about Malcolm Grant. Yeah. Just so you know, I'm gonna have Malcolm on the show. He's one of the few probably Villanova's. He's a Villanova forever guy. You know what I mean? Even though he transferred, Malcolm will forever, ever be a Villanova Wildcat, always, forever. One of the nicest guys, and I can't wait to have him on the show. Yeah. So I'll let you keep going.
Oh, but I was just saying, having talented like guys like that on a white team, we were ready for game day. Even when we weren't, you know, weren't mentally prepared, we got there at some point before game. We might have lost, like a couple of got blown out, but we were like, all right, if we got talent like this on our white team, like, we should be ready. We got a bucket today.
No wins off of technicalities. Wins because they dropping buckets. The white team is good. Trust me, I understand. Not because you didn't go a dive, you get 4 points.
I remember being on that white team freshman year, and I used to like go out and like not even have to think. Like, I was like, oh, I get to shoot, like, yeah.
I get to play, just we win all the time. Yeah. This is easy, man. It's easy. And we sitting over there like, this is crazy, coach. What are you talking about? They ain't score yet, but they up 10. Like, how is that even possible?
Exactly.
It's all about the little things, man. And that's why, you know, the program is where it's at. It's always about the little things on and off the court. You just got to be aware of, you know what I mean? And I'm just so, you know what I mean, glad that we got you, man. Like, getting you was huge. I saw Dwayne and Dante play not until they were here on campus, you know? And I still was like, oh, wow. Like, man, those guys are like athletic. You know what I mean? But your game was different. Like, you were a different athletic, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? You were more skilled at the time. So definitely I was just like, wow, we got some wings. You know what I mean? Like, this is great. You know, when I got there, we were, you know, we had guards and then we had bigs. And me, I was like the friend, you know.
Yeah, in between.
But once, you know, we had some injuries and things like that, it was okay, he has to play more so here. And but it all worked though, because everybody played big though, which was great. You know, exactly. And that's one thing I saw. Everybody that coach was bringing in there, everybody played way bigger than what, you know, they measured, you know, by the ruler. So that was good. So how does it feel to have played for a Hall of Fame coach?
I still can't, you know, I think one day it'll hit me because I still haven't like grasped that yet in my head. Like, oh, wow, like your Hall of Fame. Like, I still see him. I'm like, yo, what's up, coach? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think about it. Like, he's just, he's himself. He always been himself, you know. I think he never changed. Like, it just hasn't settled in. Like, wow, I actually had like a great coach these whole four years, and you know,
maintaining that success is crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, he had his rough teams, and then he just found a way. Like, he just grinded, got the guys he needed, and you know, he ended up, you know, he got close with us, and then he had those few years, and then he got there again. So I think he just grinded, and you know, I'm proud of him for sticking with it, you know.
Right.
But it just hasn't sunk in yet. Like, you're a Hall of Famer. Like, it's crazy.
So I went, a couple other guys went. I was hoping you could have made it, but you couldn't make it, unfortunately. But it goes a little bit further than that. Like, your name is in the Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
I didn't even know that.
See, that's where it's even crazy. There's a jersey in the Hall of Fame a coach has, and it has all of his players. So we're all essentially in the Hall of Fame, like our name. So you can take your daughters there, your wife, and you can look and say, hey, my name is right there. That was very, very unique. And that was very, very shocking to me, because it wasn't like all, usually when you go there, you see the people, like their enshrinements, their thing is about them, you know, whatever. But coach always has, you know, passed the blessing, and have always, you know, never tried to take all the credit. And the credit which he deserves, a lot of credit which he deserves. So I was kind of shocked. I'm not sure if they asked him to put that or whatever. But it was really, really cool. And being there and seeing him and spending time with him in the Villanova community, I wish you could have been there. It was something that, you know, coach, that was his pitch. Not you know, getting to the Hall of Fame, but
but
success of the program. You know, back in 2001, and I'm looking at him like, all right, brother. I'm like, all right, man. All right. Yeah. And then, you know, but eventually, you know, it sunk in, you know, with Allen, Randy, Jason, we all just was like, hey, let's go do that. And then, you know, we had to then sell that message to you and Kyle, because I don't know what the perception of Villanova was to the city of Philadelphia, you know, prior to we got there, but we were trying to, you know, bring that New York, you know, style, those guys in there. And but, you know, it was good to just pass the torch on to you guys, man. You guys did a great job.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. And it looked like we helped out too by helping them win a couple championships.
Yo, that's how they gotta look at it. Yo, that's like, we all played a part, man.
Yeah.
We made it cool for you guys to come. You guys made it cool for Fish and the Cheek, you know, those guys to come, and then it just you know,
it just kept going.
Kept going. And now those guys, man, we can't even compare how cool Villanova is now.
Hey, we can't. I'm not even on their level.
I'm not even on their level, bro. Like,
kidding
me? Oh, man. But anyway, Shane, man, I'm so happy to have you on the show. This is my first show. You made it a success, I believe. And I can't wait to, you know, play again on a Sunday. As people know, we hoop every Sunday. We see each other all the time. So we're still trying to, you know, stay young as long as we can.
Yeah.
And hopefully next year we can get another win at a Summer Jam against the guy. Let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now is the time, because they are offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. What sets them apart is that they require just one playthrough to turn your bonus into cash money. With their new Rush Pay instant approval, withdrawing your winnings is safer, more secure, and more reliable. With basketball season kicking off, get in the action today by going to BetRivers.com or by downloading the BetRivers iOS app. You must be 21 years or older, and if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. But and one more thing before I let you go, man. What do you think about the team this year, man? Who you liking?
Yeah, I like the talent. There are lots of talent. You got two guys that's coming back that's going to be key for them to, like, keep them mentally strong. You know, they've been there before, you know. And I think there's going to be a lot of grind out games, but I'm curious and, you know, hopeful too at the same time that they're gonna have a terrific season, man. You know our philosophy with Villanova, you know, we play to the last game, like no matter we play to the end of the season. So even we're up or down, you just keep playing, you know, either you won a championship or, you know, you're back home, but you play to the last game every season.
It don't matter if you're down 20, that ball by coach, you better dive and take him out because if you don't, it's a wrap.
This team is definitely going to be fun to watch, I think. Lots of talent, guys that can run up the floor, shoot, you know. I think it's going to be fun this year, though.
I'm very, very interested in seeing them play because I want to see who steps up that we're not expecting to step up.
Exactly.
You know, one of the younger guys, we know Colin, you know, he's a leader. He's been in before. We know he's going to be solid, you know, coming off an injury. Might take him a little time to get his rhythm, but I don't expect him to not be himself, you know, playing full strength, you know, by the end of the season.
Yeah.
More, you know, I'm expecting really, really big things from him his third year there. He had two really good seasons. So I'm expecting him to take his game to the next level.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Like, I really want to see him take his game. And I think he can. I think he has all the physical tools to do that and really be a leader to this team because that's what they're going to need. They're going to need mm-hmm. him to really be a leader. Too. I think, you know, he takes on that role and not let Colin lead all the way and just kind of, I think mm-hmm. the team is going to be really, really good. But yeah. My dark horse, the guy I'm looking for to average like 14 and a half and like 7.5 boards. I need Slater, man. That's what I'm looking for. I think he, you know, he has all the tools at the next level, you know. Yeah. He just continues to keep locking in and attacking that basket. You know, I think he definitely
is going to be good. Make
noise. I see, you know, he's going to be one of those late bloomers, I believe. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to give him a shot, and they're going to be like,
yeah.
You know, it's going to work really well for them.
He could guard anyone, too. He could now his shot coming along. So
he's handling the ball a little bit more.
Yeah,
for them trying to make little plays. And I say you don't have to, you know, average 5 assists.
No,
but
you don't.
Just be able to take care of the ball, defend multiple positions, knock down a shot, rebound, and shoot 78% from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
you're golden.
Hey,
you're good.
You're good. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me. You know, good job today. You know, I think, you know, you're doing a great thing. Jason started off good and you're carrying the torch now. You know, get into these guys when you talk to them. Get some pictures out of them.
I'm trying to, man. I'm trying to. But by the same time, we still live. Gotta make sure
you
cut that stuff out. But that's what I wanted to know, man. Who was going out? I know Bilal was talking trash.
Oh,
I know he was. That's why I love him to death.
Bilal definitely got everyone going at some point. Love Bilal. Bilal is our guy to this day, but he definitely got it out of you. If you weren't bringing it that day, you're in trouble because Bilal had you, you know. And
he really was the guy. He really was the guy that year for me that I was like, this guy is nuts, but I liked his intensity.
Yeah.
I had to help him manage it. You know what I mean?
But
I liked it. I was like, this is cool. And he would come at me, you know, I was like, all right, we'll come at him. And then we'd just be chopping it up right after. But I felt like, because that's how it was, you know, in practice. Mm-hmm. I felt like when the early with Jason and those guys, like, I'd be ready to kill Jason. Jason literally elbow me in my face.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I'd be going to the locker room, they'd be like, hey, what's up, Curry? Let's sit down. Let's pray. You know, we boys, you know, same thing with Allen, talk junk, but we roommates.
Yeah,
we give you a pick, but we literally walk into the room together. What we gonna eat? You know, so I saw that from Bilal. You know, even though it was like a huge gap in age,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean. So awesome, man. But thanks again, Shane, for being on the show. And I'll see you in a couple of days, man.
Yeah,
and good luck tomorrow, man. What's your handicap?
I'm down to 17 now.
Oh, so you better than Frank.
Yeah. I don't even think Frank keep his handicap.
I ain't gonna put his business out there. Yeah. I'll let him put it out there when I get him on the show. But I'm just saying, you winning.
Next time I see him, I'll make sure I get it for you guys.
All right, there, bro. Appreciate it, man. Love you, man. And I'll see you soon.
Yeah, take care. Peace. Peace.